Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Thursday, the 15th of November 2012, and that noise you can hear in the background is my kettle boiling because today I want to talk to you all about proper Irish tea. Now listen, none of your weekly little bits of hot water with a drop of milk in it so you have a pale white cup of tea, none of that for me. What I'm looking for is a really strong cup of the amber nectar. So the kettle is just about coming up to the boil. Can you hear the bubble? So it's time for me to pour the freshly boiled hot water over a tea bag in a mug, not a cup, a mug. The reason why I use a mug is, well, for me, I'm a mother, a very busy mother at that, and if I don't drink tea out of a mug with strong, thick walls and a thick handle, it's likely that by the time if I get distracted, if the phone rings or if the baby starts crying looking for me, the chances are that my tea is going to be still flipping cold by the time I get back to it. I've got a pint mug of tea here. You can get pint mugs somewhere in Ireland. There are a number of places that stock it. If anybody wants to know, just send me a message. So when I pour out my pint mug of tea, the chances are that it's going to stay hot for me for at least a half an hour. So that gives me a chance that I'm going to get at least half a pint of hot tea into me. So the kettle is always filled full of fresh water straight from the tap, and tea is always made on the first boil. Anything after that doesn't make a good enough cup of tea. So now, milk. Well, I take my tea black. But I take it black so that because I have a slight lactose intolerance. Now, tea, you shouldn't be able to see the bottom of the cup or the mug when you're after making it. So if you take your tea black, well, then make sure that you can't see the bottom of the mug. If you're making it with milk, then take a sup of milk from the carton and pour it in on top of your hot water and tea bag, just a small dribble. And you're going to use the milk to charge and to figure out how strong your tea is. Fish your tea bag out with a grand old spoon. Give it a good stir around. You want a dark, it's not even golden. Do you know what? It's kind of like a dark toffee caramel color. And then it's time to fish the tea bag out and to put it to one side. You're never going to use that tea bag again, but it is a great fertilizer for roses. And that's it, a fresh cup of Irish tea. This audio boo was made in conjunction with my latest blog post, which is also about Irish tea, which you can find on wholesomeireland.com.